Hare Krishna, we are so many, and most probably more will want to come. If it is possible for all of you to move forward without inconvenience, it is good. Another request, who is our sound man here? Sound man, do you hear me? Could you please give me a little bit more volume, because there are just so many pilgrims, and yes, and I will need to be louder than everyone. My dear devotees, it is a great honor to address you all here in Sridhar Mayapur. It is a dream come true, but I need your blessings upon me. It is not good if a person who is not so advanced as I am gives is worshipped on this elevated seat. So you kindly shower your blessings so that the subjects which will be discussed today will have the spiritual potency to reach our hearts. Okay?
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Narayanam namaskritya
Naram
chaiva narotamam Devim sarasvatim vyasam Tato jayam mudiraye
Ashta Prayeshu Apatreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavat Yutama Shloke Bhakti Bhavati Naishtiki Bhuyani Bhadrani Kritani Chasmaran Gampayatan Stushta Managatas Priha Alam Pratikshan Vimato Vimatsara Namanyanantasya Hatatrapapatan Nguyani Bhadrani Kritani Chasmaram Gampayatan Stushta Managatas Priha Alam Pratiksham Vimato Vimatsada Yes, please someone else chant. Anantasya of the unlimited Atatrapa being freed from all formalities of the material world Patan by recitation repeated reading Guyani, mysterious, Bhadrani, all benedictory, Kritani, activities, Cha, and Smaran, constantly remembering, Ga, on the earth, Payatan, traveling all through Tushtamana fully satisfied Gatasprihā completely freed from all material desires Kalam time Pratiksha awaiting Vimadaha, without being proud. Vimatsadaha, without being envious. This verse appears in the conversation between Narada and Vyasadev. It comes in a series of verses, and I feel it is beneficial for all of us to know the wider context in order to then understand this verse in this context. As we all know, Narada Muni had left his home and went for the jungles. And there, under a banyan tree, he sat down and meditated according to the means which the four great saints who had visited his home had given to him. Oh, there's translation. Oh, this is not a good idea. We have so little time. Is this your... English! English! Oh. Bengali, Bengali! No, you don't understand. Ask them in Bengali, who does not speak English, please?
এখানে কে কে ইংরেজি বোঝেন না হাত তুলুন
You are clearly in the minority. This is a very small minority. Prabhuji, we have so little time. Why don't you tell the Bengali-speaking people to come with you and then you give your own interpretation of this shloka? Please, yes, please tell them.
Maharaj bolchen, jara bangla bhashi achen tara borong ek side e ashun okhane bangla onubad kora jabe.
Esho, esho, esho. Little Bengali. Esho, esho. Sorry. So the context is that, yes, the context is while Narada Muni was meditating under the banyan tree, the Lord appeared to him and told him something. No, he appeared to him. And when Narada Muni was overwhelmed by the darshan of the Lord, he became so absolutely moved that he lost the vision of both himself and the Lord. Everything disappeared. And then the Lord said something to him. And this verse now is the conclusion what Narada Muni did after the Lord spoke to him, words of consolation. We will read the English now. Thus, I began chanting the holy name and fame of the Lord by repeated recitation in ignoring all the formalities of the material world. Such chanting and remembering of the transcendental pastimes of the Lord are benedictory. So doing, I traveled all over the earth, fully satisfied, humble, and unenvious. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vishnaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityu Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Prasadine Nirvishesha Sushunyavadi Aschakyavadi Sadadine Jaya Sri
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
once again. Thus, I began chanting the holy name and fame of the Lord. By repeated recitation, ignoring all the formalities of the material world, such chanting and remembering of the transcendental pastimes of the Lord are benedictory. So doing, I traveled all over the earth, fully satisfied, humble, and unenvious. Purport: the life of a sincere devotee of the Lord is thus explained in a nutshell by Narada Muni, by his personal example. It means, now you find here a summary what it means to be a sincere devotee and live like this. Such a devotee, after his initiation by the Lord, or his bona fide representative, takes very seriously chanting of the glories of the Lord and traveling all over the world so that others may also hear the glories of the Lord. Such devotees have no desire for material gain. They are conducted by one single desire: to go back to Godhead. This awaits them in due course on quitting the material body, because they have the highest aim of life, going back to Godhead. They are never envious of anyone. They don't waste their time. Nor are they proud of being eligible to go back to Godhead. Their only business is to chant and remember the holy name, fame and pastimes of the Lord, and according to personal capacity, to distribute the message for others' welfare without motive of material gain. Beautiful verse and purport, and those of you who like to read it again, please take note, it's in the first canto, chapter 6, verse 26. It is a summary of devotional life in our line of Krishna consciousness. Then Narada Muni had the darshan of the Lord, and subsequently the Lord disappeared from him. Something very important spiritually happened. Something which the Lord explains. It's a fundamental or foundational principle of Bhagavad philosophy. And as we shall see, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement embodies this particular principle. In this lecture, we will hear how the pastimes and teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are an exposition of the Srimad Bhagavatam, and thus are grounded in the Amala Purana, which spreads a light within the Kali Yuga, where Krishna is absent. So by understanding this foundational principle, you will also be able to spread light in the Kali Yuga. So I request you to listen carefully with rapt attention, so that maybe something can be gained from these topics of the Bhagavatam and Mahaprabhu's illustration of them for your own Krishna consciousness. When the Lord had disappeared, Narada Muni was thrown into an ocean of abject inner pain. Imagine a poor man receives a touchstone which can fulfill all his Imagine a poor man all of a sudden receives a touchstone which can... Oh, Prabhuji, translator Prabhuji, you are louder than me. Translator Prabhuji, small voice, softly speaking. We need to hear English and you need to hear Bengali, so you can't be so loud. Get everyone around you. These were 10 devotees. We don't need sound like... Okay. Hare Krishna. I'm sorry, I'm from Germany. We are a little bit like this. It is polite. It is very polite. When we get intense, it's different. No problem. So, once again, imagine a poor man receives a valuable Chintamani jewel and then all of a sudden loses it. What will this poor man do? For the rest of his life, he will try to again find this jewel. So the Lord is talking now about this. He says, I regret, during this lifetime you will not be able to see me anymore. Those who are incomplete in service and are not completely free from all material taints can hardly see me. O Narada Muni, you are virtuous. Only once you have seen me in person. And I did this to you just to increase your desire for me, because the more you hanker for me, the more you will be freed from all material desires. No? The Lord says here, I appeared before you and then I withdrew, so that something would happen in you spiritually. You will start to desire very strongly my presence again. And this strong desire, this fire of spiritual desire, will counteract the Kama Agni, the fire of material desires, so that you will be free from this. In other words, the Lord told him, I've done you a very special favor by showing you, by showing myself to you just once. I did this to increase your desire to come to me. For the more you hanker after my association, the more quickly you will become freed from all what binds you here, from all the material desires. And then, as if to solace him and wipe the tears of separation out of Narada Muni's eyes, he says, rest assured, this is sure, no need of any doubt, that by my mercy, neither your advancement in Krishna consciousness nor your remembrance will ever be impeded, even at the time of creation or annihilation. In other words, come hell or heaven, high tide or low tide, whatever happens, this thing which was implanted in your heart, this desire for my association, will always be with you. It will never leave you. This is the Lord's dealings. In the Shravan Utsava festival, we talked a little bit about this. This is so important that Krishna personally repeated this same message to his dearest devotees. After Krishna had called the gopis for the rasa dance, now they had arrived in the middle of the night. Then the Lord said, "You can go home now. I think you came here to just see the beauty of Vrindavan's forest in the night." He spoke like he always speaks, a little, you know. So, you can go now home. Mission completed. The copies. Well, my Lord, we have given everything. We have given everything up to be with you. And then on top of this, Krishna heard them patiently, but then he disappeared. He ran away. So later, when the Lord could not keep himself separated any longer and appeared, the gopis asked him a question. Why did you deal with this, like this to us? First you call us. You make us give up everything, including everything which a woman has, her good reputation in society. You made us come in the jungle. Then you disappeared from us. Do you have a problem? Some character problem? Make yourself understandable. What type of lover you are? And they gave him a multiple choice, three choices. But they thought he has only one choice. He is to cross this. I'm an ungrateful person. Is this your character? That you are ungrateful to the devotees. Krishna said something very beautiful. Something which we all need to understand his mind. He said, I'm now paraphrasing in the words of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur from Sharadashini 10:32-20. He says, O gopis who cannot understand my real intention, listen now very carefully. For those surrendered souls who worship me through Naam, Kirtan and other means, I do not respond in order to make their worship more perfect. In other words, Krishna disappears also from those who go to the Kirtan Mela. They will have some feeling of appreciation maybe, but then they will go through the dryness, through the desert of no taste. And then, when will this ever end? The minutes don't go by. What's wrong with the clock here? And so on. Krishna appears to all of his devotees on all the levels, not just the highest ones. He appears to the young ones in the beginning of their Krishna consciousness by giving them some taste which is so strong that they leave the material world. Otherwise we couldn't do anything. He is present to some degree or another when we read the Bhagavat Puranam. You know that says, by reading this, the Lord comes in the heart. To some degree or another, small it may be there, just some understanding, oh, Krishna is wonderful. In this way he's there. But then he leaves. Don't become hopeless at that time. Understand something important which is said here. Not seeing me, those surrendered souls develop deep humility, feeling, alas, alas, everything I have done has been useless. Because I'm such an offender, Krishna has not shown even the slightest favor toward me. Let me be damned. You know, this is dainya, humility. You feel really wretched. By constantly thinking in this way, those who have not yet developed mature love for me will become free from lust and anger and awaken pure devotion, full of power and brilliance. Prabhupada commented on this, what is known in Christian theology as the dark night of the soul, when you feel desperate because you don't feel any longer that the Lord has an eye on you and is merciful on you. And he said, at that time the devotee is tested. Will he say, oh, I get another Lord, this is too much for me? Or will he understand, I need to become purified now? There's a reason why the Lord is like this. He wants to increase my hankering for him. And by this he wants that the taints, it's called, the small traces of material attachment, or let us say like this, that whatever is there in the heart and shouldn't be there, that this goes. By this mood of separation. It's something which appears throughout the Bhagavatam again and again and again and again. This is also the lesson of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the foundation of our movement rests on this principle, the developing a mood of humility with a deep yearning and longing for Krishna in the mood of separation. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met Ishvara Puri in Gaya, he received the Gopal mantra. And as a result, he wanted to run to Vrindavan to meet his Lord. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, this mantra makes the soul run after Krishna. But the Devatas said, my Lord, if you wish, please first start your Sankirtan movement and then go to Vrindavan. If you wish, we are just telling you. As your servants. Shri Shri Radha Madhava Ki Jai. The Lord in this way was diverted and I shouldn't say like this. He did not go to Vrindavan, but he went back to Navadvip to start the Sankirtan movement. There he met first his relatives and told them about his experience in Gaya, but then he had the meeting with the devotees in Shuklambara's house at the bank of the Ganga. And it is during this meeting where the Lord explained his heart. The devotees couldn't recognize him. Before he went to Gaya, he was appearing like an arrogant pandit. You would say in English, In German, you would say a Besserwisser. In English, I think you would call it a know-it-all. He would engage with the different people he met in debates, which made them look extremely foolish. He would say, "What is the explanation of this part of the Shastra?" The Pandit said, "This is the explanation according to Naya." Then Lord Chaitanya would say, "You are wrong, you are so wrong. This is the right explanation." And the Pandit would say, "Yes, I'm sorry, I'm sorry." Then Lord Chaitanya would say, "How can you be so foolish to accept my wrong explanation? This is an entirely wrong explanation. You are doubly foolish. First by making your explanation, second by accepting my wrong explanation. This is my explanation." And then he would make his explanation. Yes, they were totally intimidated. Then Lord Chaitanya said, "Again, you are wrong." In this way, he would jump back and forth and did this very intellectual wording, which he had a mission in showing this. He wanted to say that material knowledge without bhakti is inconclusive. It doesn't come to a conclusion, there's always something else. But apparently, he just pulled the ears of the Pandits to show that he... So this was the impression. The Bhaktas who saw him were running away from him because they thought, "I hope he doesn't entangle me in such a game." Now he came back from Gaya and he was crying, "Krishna, Krishna, where are you?" It didn't make sense for them. The Lord told him, "I will explain what is in my heart. Come to Shukrambara's house." And there he explained what had happened to him. He explained the same thing which we are discussing from the Bhagavatam. He said that on his way back, he came to Kanainata Shala, and there, I will read now from Chaitanya Bhagavatam, "I saw a beautiful boy, blackish like a tamal tree. His enchanting curly hair was decorated with fresh gunya." Then he gives an explanation about Krishna. He had a colorful peacock feather, dazzling bright jewels on his arms. He had the mark of Sri Vatsa, the Kostuba gem. And he said, "I cannot describe to you how he wore his yellow garment, the dhoti." But why is this indescribable? It looks like a moving flesh. Do you have an idea about a garment which moves like an electrical flesh? Of course, it's inexplainable. Mm-hmm. So then he started but then he disappeared. He embraced me and then he disappeared. He disappeared. The Lord Chaitanya crashed to the ground. The devotees were all very concerned. He had fainted. He was lying there like a dead person. And then he called in his ear, "Krishna, Krishna!
Krishna, Krishna!"
It was much louder.
"Krishna, Krishna!
Krishna, Krishna!"
And they pacified him and brushed the dust of his limbs. The Lord was a little bit pacified, but then he started to cry. Tears, torrents of tears. And he cried and said, "Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna?" And when the devotees heard this, they became very satisfied. "Nimai Pandit has become a great devotee," they said. And then they said to him, "For one who associates with you, What is the value of Vaikuntha? A single moment with you gives us the fruit of devotion. And then they said, we are now all dependent on you. You are our leader now. You lead us in kirtan. This is how it all started. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then started his nocturnal kirtans in the house of Srivas Pandit and chanted throughout the whole night. He said, why should we waste our nights with sleeping? And everyone went, no, we need to sleep. Imagine at the end of Kirtan Mela, it's 10 o'clock, everyone is just very much thinking, we made it another day, we made it. And then the announcement would come from Yashomati, what is the use of sleeping? And Dayaguranga would also be there, the organizers of the Kirtan Mela. Dayaguranga said, Prabhus and Matajis, why waste our nights with sleeping? We should all continue to chant. And this is what Mahaprabhu said to the devotees in effect. And they chanted all night. I once spoke with His Holiness Shivaram Maharaj, and he said, actually, to join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement of chanting, you need a spiritual body. Very well observed. But it is a fact. At least we need spiritual enthusiasm to do this. So this is how it all started, my dear devotees. This is the underlying mood, the mood of separation. Or in the words of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, where is Krishna? If you forget everything of this lecture, which most of you will, this one sentence, where is Krishna? Can we all say it? Where is Krishna? Yes, but you have now said from the lips and an amused mind, oh, this is so funny, this Maharaj from Germany. But this is serious business. Has to come from the heart. Not lip deep, heart deep. That is the feeling which is required. This feeling of the mood of separation from Krishna is possible for the conditioned souls. There are four moods of separation. I will not bore you with difficult Sanskrit terminology, but of these four, one is appropriate for conditioned soul who is in this material world because he has turned away from Krishna. It is called in Sanskrit purvarag, the anticipation. Hopefully I say it properly in English, but the anticipation for Wegnahme, if you speak German, of a point that I will meet in the future. And how do you come to this mood that, Krishna, I really need you? It's only by these things. You must hear from the Bhagavatam about Krishna. And in this way, develop some ruchi. Some ruchi in this katha, some taste. This comes by, and also you must learn to serve the Bhagavatas, the devotees who talk about this message. We must do menial service to them, because this will purify the heart and you will develop a taste for Krishna. You can also develop this mood by being before your deities and praying to them, oh my dear Lord, you are there and I am here. Ayi nanda tanuya, take me from this ocean of misery and fix me as one of the specks of dust at your lotus feet. You have feet of lotus. Your lotus feet have pollen. Pollen is like this dust, you know, this little yellow color. When the wind comes, this dust waves over the Sarudhini Ganga, or the lakes where the lotus flowers are there. It waves. So the pollen belong to the lotus feet. So the devotee says, I belong to you. This is unnatural that I'm separated from you. Like the dust from the pollen dust belongs to the lotus, I belong to your lotus feet. But I'm now here and you are there. I can't come to you on my own. You please give some mercy and pick me up. Pick me up, you know, and lift me. I can't go on my own. This is the, what is it? Avaroha path, avara, what is the name? The ascending path is? Ascending path. Aroha. I hope you're right. Aroha Panta. The Avarohoa Panta. Where you come down, that works. But not where I try to go. You must take your hand. Remember that lizard who had fallen in the well? You saved him once. You extend your hand and you pick me up. This is very important. You must take the initiative. I'm powerless. This is how the devotee prays. Ayinannatanuya, my dear Lord, please pick me up. Please pick me up. So the conclusion of Narada Muni is, to take shelter. It's interesting to know that the Narada Muni called the Lord Nabhalingam, personified by sound, and Alingam, unseen by the eyes. And this is a subtle point. You will need to listen now a little bit carefully to catch it. And because our time is running out, I can't go a long time. So you please help by focus your mind. He calls the Lord as you are unseen, Alingam, but you are Nabhalingam. Your form can be perceived through sound. In another place in the Bhagavatam, Narada Muni gives another description of the Lord. He says, you are Mantra Murtim Amurtikam. He says, Amurtikam, the Lord has no material form, but Mantra Murtim, he is perceived, Prabhupada says, is the form representation of transcendental sound, or to put it in simple words, the Lord can be perceived as his holy name. So then the Narada Muni, knowing well that the Lord would not appear again to him, he made a conclusion. All right, what should I do now? And he came to this conclusion. Thus I began chanting the holy name and form of the Lord by repeated recitation, ignoring all the formalities of the material world. Such chanting and remembering of the transcendental pastimes of the Lord are blessing one and all. So doing, I traveled all over the earth, fully satisfied, humble and unenvious. Here Narada Muni gives a way how you can kirtaniya sadahari, always chant kirtan. If you go through the Sanskrit, you will find that Mahaprabhu is talking about the same things. He says, Tushtamana, I was fully satisfied. Gata Spriha, I was completely free from all material desires. Vimadaha, I was not proud without being proud. And Vimatsadaha, I was not envious. These are picked up by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He says, Trinadapi
Sumicheva Karodapi Saishma Amanina Manaleva Irayana Sahari.
Thank you, you know everything. Very nice, very nice. He gives these two principles. You must be free from pride. Very important. Like the straw in the street where everyone tramples on. Hare Krishna. And then you must be non-envious. In Mahaprabhu's words, you must respect others, not be envious and disrespect them. That's how we do in Germany when we disrespect someone. No, give respect. And not like a social dealing. I give you respect, now you give me respect. You know, like when I go to someone, I say to someone, oh, Sannyasi Maharaj, you are the best. Say now something to me, please. This is not good. You respect everyone without wanting money in return. Respect in return. Very important. Then, Kirtaniya Sadahari, one can do chanting always. This was Narada Muni's conclusion, to go like this through the world, without being proud and non-envious. And Prabhupada in the Purport said, it says, these devotees who feel like this have no desire for material gain. Why should we have fame or material gain? Why should I be envious on someone? Because they are conducted by one single desire. To go back to Godhead. And this awaits them in due course on quitting the material body. My dear devotees, next time you're disrespected, next time someone hurls an insult upon you, understand it's not worthwhile to fight. You want something higher. Do you want to be right or do you want to get blessings? Blessings is better on the spiritual path. To move forward as a humble person is better. More blessings. So, I would like to now bring this to the conclusion. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu elaborates on these points. His elaboration is known as his 8 instructions how to enter the world of the holy name. You know the instructions, what is the Sanskrit name of this composition? Yes, Shikshastakam. Narada, in Bhagavatam, this is a seed is given. Mahaprabhu takes this seed of instructions how to chant and move forward and then meet the Lord again. Meet him in the holy name. My dear devotees, there is one work, Harinam Chintamani, which I guess most of you here know, and there comes a verse where Haridas Thakur says, the holy name is the greatest treasure in Lord Krishna's treasure house. Imagine the Lord has a treasure house with so many treasures inside. And the best treasure is not the golden, it's not the golden this or the golden that. The best treasure in Lord Krishna's treasure house is the holy name. And a little later there comes a very nice shloka which says what we are to do with this treasure. You need to accept this treasure from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You need to beg him for this treasure. The Lord has come to give this most precious jewel in his treasure house to all the conditioned souls. This is Lord Chaitanya's mercy, special mercy. And all you need to learn now is to accept it. And this, how you do it is, you need to bind your mind firmly to the holy name. And this you can learn during the Kirtan Mela. You can, because there's so much chanting going on, you can learn it, you can do it for 12 hours a day. Just bind it. If it doesn't work, because Haridas Thakur also says, simply by one's own endeavor, no one can control the restless mind. The mind will not like to be bound. So it's like a child. Try to bind a child with a rope. Come here, stay here. He will run. Or a little dog, you know. The mind will not like to be bound. But you try again and again to bring the two together, you and the holy name. This is explained also in this world of birth and death. The individual soul and Lord Krishna's holy name alone are spiritual. All else is matter. My dear devotees, now I will say something strong because you are well prepared for this. Fasten your seatbelts, it will be a little intense. We can be in Krishna consciousness for a long time and have kalpana, means imaginations about us, concepts, theory, philosophy, which is not digested. As long as the heart remains impure, these concepts, even of good things, will not be more and not less concepts of good things. They will not transform the heart very easily. The heart gets transformed only by Krishna. Sukadev Goswami wants to make this point at the end of the Bhagavatam. It says, mantras, philosophy, visiting holy places will not work in Kali Yuga to purify the impure heart. Only the Lord's holy name will do it. He is not making some fanatic statement. He gives a reason for this and an example. His reason is because the Lord is the holy name and he can enter the impure heart and drive the impurities out. It is very difficult to do that. It's impossible to do this alone for us. You need the Lord to do this. His example is when gold, which is a pure metal, is mixed with alloys. Alloys means impure metals which are there. You can't blow a little bit to get the iron out of the gold, or you can't pour a little water on the gold to get the bronze, is it an English word, out of the gold. This is so many spiritual practices, yoga and all this, and water, I don't want to make up an example. You need fire. When the fire touches the gold, it melts and the gold gets separated from the iron and the dirt. In the same way, when the holy name is received by a sincere Vaishnava, it will work, and all that which shouldn't be there in the heart will slowly become separated from that purity which is there constitutionally, because we are always, for all eternity, Krishna's part and parcel. This separation is not done by some this or that. It is happening through the holy name alone. So therefore, this Kirtan Mela is a very, very serious effort. And I would like to just say a personal observation now. I find really in this Kirtan Mela something which was not there in the first two Kirtan Melas. I was only there in the first two Kirtan Melas. Then there was a third Kirtan Mela and I was unable to attend. But in the first two, so I can't speak about the third, there was not this atmosphere of focus. Now, have you noted when our Niranjana Maharaj spoke his favorite quote about chanting yesterday, there was silence in this room. Here, of course, were pilgrims and they could maybe not understand English, but there was a focused atmosphere there. And this is so important if you want to receive the holy name. You have to be focused because you need to bring the mind in connection with Krishna. You need to actually hear the mantra and be with the mantra all the time. That requires some focus, some willingness, some prayer. And you're doing excellently well already. This was only the first day. Today is the second day. And please continue your good efforts like this. Do not relax your effort, but pace yourself. Rest enough. Do everything what is needed to keep your body and mind working. But then spend maximum time for the next few days. And you will receive a treasure. The best of Krishna's treasures from Krishna's treasure house. And you know who will give it? Gauranga Mahaprabhu. In front of whom we are chanting. Gauranga Mahaprabhu, supported with Nityananda, Advaita, Gadadhar, Shiva's Pandit, are all willing to give this treasure to the conditioned souls. We just must receive it. We just need to be there and try your best. Time is over. I will not be able to take any questions and answer, unfortunately, because we have only an hour now to go before the Kirtan Mela starts at 10 o'clock. Thank you very, very much for your attention. Gaura Premanandi! Gaura Premanandi! Gaura Premanandi! Hare Krishna! Oh, Hare Krishna! One little announcement I forgot. He's here. Yes, sorry, but I didn't forget.